in this week's parasha, we have the beginning of the parasha. We have Yosef's dreams. In the first dream, there's 11 stars bowing down to Yosef. There's one star missing. There should be a star also for Dinah. How come there isn't a star representing Dinah bowing down to Yosef? And the answer is, if you look in Parashas Vayechi, the Targum Yonason says over there that Osnas was the daughter of Dinah. So if Osnas was the daughter of Dinah, Yosef married Osnas. It comes out Dinah was Yosef's mother-in-law. It comes out that even in your dreams, your mother-in-law is not bowing down for you. Now, the Pasuk says, if you look at the beginning of this week's parasha, we see Yosef is riding on top of the world. He is the favorite son. He gets a ksonis pasim. By the end of the parasha, he's at the bottom of a pit. Beginning of next week's parasha, he's at the bottom of the pit. By the end of next week's parasha, he's a melech on top of the world. What changes? What happened over here? The answer is, the beginning of this week's parasha, he's involved in dreams. All the way through now, it begins with dreams. Whose dreams? His own dreams. You worry about your own dreams, you land up at the bottom of a pit. At the end of the parasha, he's involved in dreams. But whose dreams? Other people's dreams. The Sar Mashkim. The Sar Ha'ifim. Mikate starts off with Parah's dream. He's busy with other people's dreams. You're busy taking care of other people's dreams, you land up on top of the world. The Pasuk says, Vayakumu Vayim, so Eu ish, the first one, Yav, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tes Vav. If anybody wants a sheet here. Vayim to Eu ish, Vinesoya Basode. The Malach Gavriel meets up with Yosef. Vayshaleu, he asked him. Vayshaleu ish Lemo. The man asked him, Ma Tavakish. Yosef is looking for his brothers. He asks him, what are you seeking? The Kotzker asks a question over here. The Pasuk should really say, Vayishaleo-ish, the man asked him, Ma Tavakish, what are you looking for? What is this word, lemor? There's a superfluous word, an extra word, lemor. Why does it say lemor? Explains the Kotzker that he's telling Yosef an important message for his life. Life as you know it will never be the same. There's going to be constant nisyonis now, difficult times. You're going into Golus now, away from your family. How are you going to keep growing? So he says to him, Vayishaleu ish, lemoy, always say over, Matavakish, what are you looking for in life? Repeat to yourself that question, what's my goal? What am I aiming for? Where am I aiming to get to? I heard a story that people should think, question themselves. Recently, the Rabbi Krauss is Rav in L.A., and he said over that he was learning in Beis Medrash Elyon in Monsey in 1974. He'd been in Koydel for 5 years, and now he was going to go to work. And he had a choice of different options to go into Chinuch. One was Yeshiva of Brooklyn, who the Menal was, his father-in-law, Zichron Livracha, of Manas Mandel. One was in Far Rockaway. And he also got invited to come to L.A. At that time, L.A. was a midbar. Very little Yiddishkeit in L.A. So he told his wife he's going to discuss with Yaakov the options, which one he should take. Each one has advantages, disadvantages. So his wife said, tell Rabbi Yaakov the two options. Far Rockaway, Yeshiva of Brooklyn, which one of the two we should take. In other words, L.A. wasn't an option as far as she was concerned. She's not moving so far away from the family, from everything she knows, to a midbar. So he comes to Rabbi Yaakov, and he tells him there's two options. And he tells him, this one is disadvantage, this disadvantage. So Rabbi Yaakov looks at him and says, Vos noch? What else? So he didn't know what to say now. His wife said, don't mention the third one. He said, it's not Negev. So Rabbi Yaakov says to him, Favosnit, why not? So he tells him, it's L.A. He says, how can you know without going there? Go with your wife. Go and check it out. So he says it took him a couple of hours till he went home to tell his wife what had just happened. And he told his wife that Rabbi Yaakov suggested they go. They went, they checked it out. And now, almost 40 years later, they're still there in L.A. He has built up the community, and now the school are of there. Tremendous help for LA he was. And he says he has lived his life with those two questions always, what Rabbi Yaakov said to him. Vos noch? What else is there to do in life? What else is there to accomplish? And favosnit, why not? So here the pasuk is telling us, leimor, we have to say, ma tavakish, what are you seeking? What are you looking for? Second one you have over here is Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Vayukumu cholbonov cholbonoitzel lenachmoy. His children came to comfort him. Vayimoyin lisnachim. He refused to be comforted. And Rashi says over here, why? Because ein odem mekabel tanchumin alachai. You cannot get comforted if somebody's alive. Just you think he's dead. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al ha-meis nigzik zera. He only made HaKadosh Baruch Hu the gzera on a mace. Shishtakech min alev. Only a mace gets forgotten and not a live person. The Lashon over here is very difficult. It says a Lashon of, the Rebbe Shlomo made a Gezerah. A Gezerah is something bad. This is a good thing for us. Something I've told you before, I'll repeat again because it brings out the point. In Hazinu, Tzur Yolod Choteshi, the rock who created you, you forget him. What does it mean? What does it mean, this Pasuk? What are the pastors telling us? So they explain, marshal to a person who had a court case and he was going to get life sentence. And he comes to all the lawyers and all the lawyers tell him there's no hope. There's no way out. It's an open shut case, you're going to get a life sentence. Finally, one lawyer tells him, I can get you off. So he says, okay, works with him. And he tells him, this is what you have to do. Don't plead insanity. Act insane. Everything the judge says to you, act as if you're a bird. He says, okay, if that's what you want me to do. So he comes into the courthouse. The judge asks him, what's your name? And he starts flapping his wings. Cheep, 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 cheep. And every time the judge says to me, cheep, 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 cheep. And this goes on. The judge tries talking and talking and everything. Cheep, 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 cheep. Take the back. Cheep, cheep. The judge says, no, what do you want with this guy? Some sugar. And he dismisses the case. They come outside and he hugs the lawyer. It worked. Everybody's very happy. The lawyer now gives him his bill, $5,000. He goes, cheap, cheap. He says, yeah, very funny. Cheap, cheap. He says, I'd like you to pay the bill. Enough already. And he just goes, cheap, cheap. Flaps his wings. And this keeps going on. And finally, the lawyer says to him, what a chutzpah. I gave you something to save yourself, and you use that against me? How disgusting. So the Mefarshim say, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a koyach of shikha. If we would remember every tragedy, every tsar we have in life, and the intensity of the moment that it happens would remain with us forever. So you would keep building up more tsar in you, more tsar in you. A person would collapse. A person couldn't live. There'd be so much pain. If every time somebody interrupted me in shir, and I got upset, and that built up every time, and I remembered it every time, imagine it. I wouldn't be able to go on. But luckily, fortunately, the Rebbeinu Shlom makes you forget. He gives you a summer where you relax. And that's why we have to have a summer. That's why some of us don't go to camp in the summer. We relax and we forget about it. And we think next year is going to be different. That gives us koyach to go on. We forget the koyach ha-shikcha. But who gains from this shikcha? We do. So a lashon gezeira, something bad. The Sklena Rebbe was once in jail. That's the father of the present Sklena Rebbe. Was put in jail in Romania. While he was in jail, he was davening. And he was saying Baruch Shama. And he said the words Baruch Goyzer Umakayim. And he was wondering, Goyzer? Gezeris? We're giving praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're praising him that he makes Gezeris on us, and Makayim, he keeps those Gezeris. Gezeris are a bad thing. Why are we thanking Hashem and praising him for the Gezeris? And it bothered him. He was crying, because he says, I've davened Baruch Hashem all my life, and it never bothered me till now. And it took him 2 weeks, and he figured out Pshat. He says, Pshat, and it is the Rebbeinu Shlom is Goyzer, he makes Gezeris on us. And when a person has a tragedy, a difficult time, you would look at it and you would think, how can this person ever go on? So tragic, so difficult. Some people have compounded tragedies, one after the other. It doesn't seem humanly possible to go on. But you know what the banishment does? He gives you a special siyata shmaya. A siyata shmaya to be able to suffer and put up with that tragedy. Baruch goyzer, he makes the gezerah of mekayim, his mekayim you. He keeps you going and helps you go through it. So back to our Rashi. The Rebbeinu Shlom makes a gezeira on a mace. It's a wonderful thing. He makes a gzeira that we forget the person died. So I saw a beautiful pshat in Shaul Rav. He explains that there's one person who is tragic for him, the mace gets forgotten. And who is that? The mace. There's nothing better for the mace than when people remember the mace. They learn Mishnayos for the mace. They act in ways which are a schus for the mace, le'ila nishmas the mace. You heard last night that was demanded from you and expected from you now after Nebuchadnezzar tragedy, for people to act differently, to think, what can I change in my life? Le'ila nishmasam, those two boys, Rachman and Slana, died. So again, we have to think what we can do, but what happens is the Ribbono Shel Olam makes us forget. People make Kabbalahs, and they forget about them. And Nebuch, that's tragic. Tragic for who? For the mace. Look at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Sha'ala mace nigzer gzeira. The tragedy is ala mace. The Ribbono Shel Olam made a gzeira on the mace that he gets forgotten. It's not a gzeira on us. It's a gzeira on the mace that the mace himself gets forgotten. I said in my shiur, I'll tell you pshat in the ninth grade. Pshat in one of the psukim here, so I'll tell you now. I don't want to miss that. This is, the next one, Gimel. This is Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. Vatahar vatelet bein. That Tamar became pregnant and she had a child. Vayikra shmoi Er. He called his name Er. Who did? His father, Yehuda. Vatar oi, she became pregnant again. Vatelet bein. Vatikra shmoi, changes now. She called his name. Who called the name? His wife, Tamar, Oinon. Next Pasuk. Vatoisavoid. Who do you think is going to call the next name? Who should call the next name?
Him.
Vatikra Shmoy. She calls the next name. Why is she calling Shelah? Vatikra Shmoy should be, it's his turn. She did the first, he did the first, she did the second, he should get the third. Which first of all, you see the minig back then was, the father gets the first name. Today, generally in Klai Yisrael, the minig is, the mother chooses the first name. But back then it was the father. But it's very nice. He did the first. She got the second, no Sean bias problems. He get to the third, should be him again. How come she's calling the name? Names is something where there's always a lot of fighting about. So, you know, my brother made a bar mitzvah this week. His son's name, as you saw on the wall, is Yoir. The Marshal had people coming to him with a shayla. They had a big problem because they wanted to name their child. And the woman didn't have a father, the wife didn't, and the father didn't. And they both wanted the first child named after their father. His father's name was Meir, her father's name was Yoir. And they were fighting. What do we do? So he said, call both names. They said, both names are very nice, but which one goes first? That's also a fight. So he said, it's no problem at all. What does Meir mean? Light. What does Yoir mean? Light. So he said, so you call two lights, Shnei Oir. And that's where the name Shneir comes from. That's two lights. It's Marshal. So I had this opportunity, because I have two Zaydas who had to name after. My father's father, Zichron Livracha, was Meir. My mother's father, Zichron Livracha, was Yoir. So I could have called my son Shneir. So I have a son Meir, and my brother's a son Yoir. Listen better next time. Now, we had another question, though, I promised to answer. Oh, it's the next one again, so we can do it. Dalit here. Perek Lam Lechess, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Oh, I didn't finish the one before. Why didn't Yehuda name the third one? He should have named the third one. It was his turn. Not like Rashi's pshat is. He was in Ksiv when she gave birth. He wasn't around to give the name. He would have given the name. He wasn't home, so she had to give the name. They weren't going to leave the child nameless. Okay, now look at Dalit. Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chaf Hei. In Ksiv. He might say, "V'ishol chalchamer leimor." She sent a message to her father-in-law. Le'ish asheil eloi. She had a mashkin from the person who made her pregnant. She said to thee, whoever these belong to, his stick and his ring, "Anoichi hora, I'm pregnant from that person." Va'teimer, and she said, "Hakena, please recognize lemi hachisemes v'apsidim v'mata ele, who he belongs to, the ring and the clothing." In other words, and don't let me get killed. The Pasuk says twice in it the word lemur. He mutzas v'yishol chamei lemur, say this to him. And she said again, why is it twice? And she said. So I saw Mordechai Pshat. There was a problem over here. The one thing she didn't want to do, Ami, is she didn't want to embarrass her father-in-law. She didn't want to embarrass her father-in-law. So she wasn't going to say she was willing to go in the fire, rather die rather than embarrass him. So what does she do? She has to send a message to him. So she's going to send a message, and the shliach is going to know that it was Yehuda. When Yehuda says, "Hey, that's my stuff," so he's going to know this is Yehuda's. Give it to him. So what did she say? She sent two messengers. One messenger she sent, give these things to Yehuda. The other messenger she sent, tell him whoever gave the stuff that he received, whoever that is who I'm pregnant from. So since it came from two different people, neither knew what the other one was saying, and therefore wasn't a problem that he would never know about it. And no, the shliach wouldn't know. So that's where it says, he say to him, she said to the other shliach, "Hakina." Okay, next we have. Okay, this is. Very interesting pshat. Look, we'll go jump to Zayin. Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. Bo'eit Shloishes Yomim, Yisai Faris Reshecho, Ve'ashiv Chalkanecho. You're going to get your job back. V'nasata kois para biyodai. You're going to serve para again. Kamishpet harishon asher yismashkehu. Like you originally used to serve him. So why does it say kamishpet harishon, like you used to serve him? It said already, v'ashiv chalkanecho. He'll return you to your job. It seems to be repetitive saying that you're going to go back to what you did originally. So I saw Pshat and Save Kelis Yitzchak. It says like this. If you look at the beginning of the story of the Sar Mashkim and Sar Oifim, and already you see the Sephora has a problem over here. Vahi achad var me'ele, chotu mashke melech mitzrayim vo oife. Who did the chet? The mashke and the oife. Next pasuk says, Pari gets angry. Who does he get angry on? Al shnei sarisov al sar hamashkim, val sar oifim. It changes. First it was the mashke and the oifer, and then it became the sar mashkim, sar oifim. Says the Sephora, that the people who served the king, they weren't the big people. They were just the waiters. They were low down in the management. There was a person in charge, a cabinet member. There was Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Oifim. Who did the chet? The Mashke and the Oifer. Chotu Mashke and Oifer. They did a chet. But they're just low down. There's people in charge of them. Who gets blamed for it? The people who run the show. By Yitzchak Parashnei Sarisa, says the Soporno. Shleishki Chalavdeim. They weren't watching their servants. They didn't. They were in charge of them. They should have made sure or get better workers. So they were blamed for it and were sent to jail. Now, how do you get the job as Sar Hamashkim? You don't get it overnight. First, you work in the position in the Mashke, in that corporation. And you start off as you serve the king, and then you get a little higher, you're in charge of some. And then there's a person in charge. You work your way up. So he was telling the Sar Hamashkim, you're going to get back to your job. But you're going to get back to which job? You start off low down, you work your way up. You're not going to get back your original job. You're getting out of prison. He tells him, you're going back to the lower level now. You're going to be the one giving the cup to Pari, that lower level. Like originally, you're going to actually be serving him. And again, you want to become a Sarah Mashkim again? You're going to have to work back to get to that position. Shabbos.